Joyce was playing for Ray Lee and I, for the girls there, and actually she was playing for Ray Lee and I heard them mention something. And I just started crying because of this one thing that they mentioned. And after that, like, I just go over and I just sit down next to them and we just start praying for each other. And it was just like the spirit of the Lord was so heavy because they both fall through the same thing. And it was just like that connection. We both felt that same like loss. And we were both trying to help each other get through it with this choice. We were praying and it was just amazing. We were both crying and it was just really just helpful to like go through that with someone. This week it kind of was weird, with especially with our cabin, the longer stay cabin, and it started off with, it seemed like everything bad that happened to our cabin happened. Like when we first got there, it seemed broken, and then they fixed that, and then a light. Whenever we were fixing our beds, a light fell from the ceiling on my head, and then we just put that up. And then the next day, the light fell down in the bathroom, and, like, the glass fired up against me. It was like, okay, God, okay. So we were just praying, like, if something's about to happen, just, like, please reveal it. And it seems like the devil's trying to do something to prevent something from happening. So, anyways, Miss Carrie spoke on Monday or Sunday evening about just forgiveness and of any motherhood or fatherhood figures that did something to you that hurt you. And we were praying with that in our cabin. And I had someone in mind, but I was like, well, I don't really want to forgive them. I mean, you can say that, but it's easier said than done. And then by the time Wednesday came, my cabin leader, Mrs. Stacy, was just praying with me a lot. And I just finally felt peace after Pastor Peter spoke to me. And I just forgave that person. And I don't know, it was just like a weird peace about it. And I feel like that's all I was really
Well, I got touched a lot, like every day, but one of the times I got touched a lot was the last day, which is normally, like, we all get touched to senior camper. The senior camper is the last day. So, The whole experience was fun. I got to connect with a lot of people that I wasn't really connecting with most of the time. Connecting with most of the time. Like, some of the girls I just didn't really, like, hang out with at any of the times, but we kind of bonded over the same things. Like, we could just share, we connected a lot. So the last day I got touched a lot, and me and this girl were on the floor and we were like crying, and every time she would touch me, her lips would back me with the Holy Spirit. And I got filled so much, like, that I had like move away from her because I was filled so much that I was like, I couldn't take it in or anything. So I had to like move away from her. And then I couldn't even stand up walking back to the cabin. I was just like trying to walk, but my mom had to hold me the whole time. And I was like trying to walk and I was so lightheaded and like I couldn't walk or anything. So it was a good experience and that happens a lot, but yeah, that was a good one. Yeah.
So I got touched like about like 3 times. So one time God gave me a word for my like life, and He said my life is joyful, and I did not let Him, so I asked God about Him, and like I didn't understand it. And then this other time I got a vision for Kyle, and when she got her on her ankle, it was God holding her from heaven. And then God touched me on the last night, of course, and we all started just crying, like, bawling our eyes out. And I kept telling everybody, this is, like, the longest time I've ever cried in my life. And then, yeah.
Well, mostly on the last thing, she was such full of blood, and whenever I would see her crying, I would cry, and I'm okay.
I personally thought that this was the best year of camp, besides this. But on the last night, everybody was getting touched and filled with the Holy Spirit. And one girl was shaking and pale white, and she could not say anything except for she was talking in tongues. And that was really cool. Everybody was crying, and I started crying. And then when I was finished crying, I was filled with so much joy and peace. It was awesome.
All right, we need a little help, don't we? Her very first year away from home that long, but we're just very thankful for Evie and what God did in her life.
Yeah, what I'm really saying, God really touched me on the last night, and the Holy Spirit really filled me. And what God also did for me was He gave me vision. He gave me a lot of visions about how I need to tell people about God and Jesus. And one of the visions was I was at the beach, and there's a broken down car, and there's a man walking around, and I needed to tell him about Jesus. So God really spoke to me through that.
Everyone got touched, and me and my friend Charlie were just praying for everyone, and we're just kind of like sad because we really want to be touched by everyone, but I've never been touched. I just always wanted to feel God, like in my heart, and just like there, and like feeling at peace and feeling all heavy, like Kyle, like I've always wanted to feel like that, and that has never happened to me yet, but I realized that He was a perfect time for me, and I just gotta wait.
Nothing really like that.
So Camp Medical Z is always like the highlight of my summer. But this year was a lot different for me because I had been a camper for 11 straight years. And this was my first year on the staff. And let me tell you, you don't really appreciate the staff until you become one of them. So there was me, Mr. Jamie, and one of my friends, Cody. And the three of us were in charge of doing all of the sports for junior and senior. We had like two activities a day for both of them, so like four total that we had to prepare for. And it was just exhausting. So, but I'm just always thankful for the opportunity to go and now just to be able to serve. I've been served for the past couple of years, and just be able to like, help the kids, and then just to be able to see them react to, all of the hard work that you're putting in worship, which is super encouraging. And so all of the kids that have not been able to go to camp, I highly recommend it for worship. So.
This was my last year at the camper. It's been 8 years for me, and every year God does something in someone's life. Every year it's multiple people. And this year a lot of them got touched. And it's just crazy what he can do through people and in people, and like seeing them change over just 1 week. Like they come in all broken and then just leave full of the Spirit and change. And so it's always a great time.
All right, so I want to testify about your worship leader, Jamie Huckabee, because he was in rare form as the sports leader. In fact, Jamie was chasing campers around, yelling in their ears to distract them from the obstacle course achievement that they were trying to fulfill just to make it more fun. I mean, Jamie was in rare form. So I want to have Jamie come share next so he can talk a little bit about this one.
My job was to have a mic like this and annoy people. And I did a really good job at that. I was really blessed by Tim and Cody because without them, I couldn't have done half the stuff that we were able to accomplish. And it was really cool. And God worked in my life during that because there were games that literally were made like 20 minutes before they were supposed to get there. Like all of a sudden, we were just like, we need to do this and this and this. And everything just kind of happened and it worked out. I think the games were fun. Yeah. Game sports, yes.
I think the games were
fun. And one of the cool things about that was the thing that Pastor John was talking about. There was a blind relay where I set up obstacles and the kids had to try and get around these obstacles without being able to see. And all they had were their teammates to stand back and yell the directions to them. And I got in their face with a mic like this. And I'm like, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, your other left, your other right. And they're still trying to go. But the thing that was cool that God showed me, and I tried to explain that a little bit to the guys, is you can have all the distractions in the world trying to get you off course. But if you spend time with like your cabin mates, if you spend time with the Lord, you can hear their voice no matter how far off it feels. And he can get you through the obstacles. And that was really just a nice, cool moment that happened for me. Now it's blessed by the emphasis.
All
right. So I feel like there's so many things that you can say because God is in every single little detail. There's just so many little things that are happening that you just couldn't plan for or prepare for. So. Just little ways that you connect with your cabin of girls and things like that are just really powerful. But I guess I would say last year was my first time being a counselor, and so this year was my second year. And I don't feel like I've really served in this way. So I've been at Haiti once, you know, we're on the worship team serving kids, but putting yourself out there to where, you know, you are really weak and God has to be strong because you do not have what it takes to enter, you know, certain girls' things that are going on or whatever. I just think that he really grows us in those circumstances. So I'm really thankful for that. So like last year, I remember I feel like having a mother's heart was solidified in me. And then this year, I feel like a new boldness to pray for people. And I feel like I'm so old, why am I just getting that? And these kids are all getting that. But just a new, trust that the Lord is going to answer those prayers. And when you pray for people, he's giving you things. Even if it's just a blessing, he's giving you those things. What else? It was, I'm so thankful for my mom and dad. Taking care of Quentin all week, being there as a family was just amazing. So even seeing on the last day Quentin like joining a little circle of little guys and putting his hands on each other to pray for each other and things like that was just me and experiencing worship together as a family. I love that thing.
I'm not going to do long, but
So I just love our church. I just love our church kids. And I'm so thankful for them. And for you guys for praying for us. We felt it. We needed it. And we could literally feel the prayer. So we're just very thankful. It takes a village, right? To accomplish the things God has for us. And so it's a privilege to serve. And so the scripture that says, when you're weak, he is strong, that's so evident at camp, because you're weak physically, you get worn out, and then God just continues to use us, you know, to speak to one another as we enter into his presence. It's powerful. It's really almost hard to explain unless you've been there. So just so thankful for our kids and for the way they receive from God and their hearts for him. I just want to encourage you guys as parents, you know, these experiences are an important part of our life. It's walking day to day with the Word, but I think there's such value to having times where we really experience God in a powerful way, and he does things that he doesn't always do at other times. So there's a big sacrifice. You know, it's a week away, it's financial sacrifice. As a parent with my own kids, I always felt like, man, I'll do almost anything to get them in the presence of God. And that's a really high value to me as a mom. And so if it's a lot of effort or money or whatever, I mean, just one touch, right, from God can make a world of difference. And so I just want to encourage us to continue to pursue that. A highlight for me this year is seeing Charity and Becca were there as counselors. The first night, Carrie Wenzel, who's a part of us, she spoke, and God used her powerfully. Oh, hi, Carrie. She's on the phone. We love her so much. She's amazing. Boy, she loves so well. And then Charity Kaveri spoke to the girls the second night. That was powerful. And then one night after worship and after ministry, Chelsea ministered to the whole group with Mr. Sponge. Do you guys, girls, remember from the ladies retreat how she did Mr. Sponge? And then she led us in a soaking time. So you can imagine senior camp, which is ages, at 12 they can go to junior or senior camp, but ages 12 to 17, laid out on the floor everywhere, the whole place. And for 10 to 15 minutes, they were just laying there receiving. Nobody's praying for anybody. We're just all receiving from the Holy Spirit. And then some of the directors went around and anointed all the campers with oil. And Chelsea was speaking words over everybody's scripture and what God was saying. And they just all were receiving, every single one. And so they may not be wanting to say it, to testify it, but that's something they can take back and always do at home. You know, you can just always put on worship music and take time to receive from the Holy Spirit, and we all need that. So those were highlights for me, just seeing people that I love so much really stepping out and being used by God.
Awesome. All right.